Hey, this is TJ, DominateDepression.com, and today I want to talk about why you should just go get a therapist already. I don't know how long I sat there and debated between getting a therapist or not. I mean, I was depressed, so obviously my thinking was off, but how ridiculous that is. This person's going to listen to me, and it's not going to do anything. All this BS about what therapy is and what it isn't. There's all these stereotypes towards it, which is pretty dumb. Quit debating whether or not you need to get one. Even if you're healthy, you probably should get one anyways. The thing about therapy is it's going to be on you. So the therapist's job is obviously to help facilitate, move you forward, give you support. But it's going to be what you put into it. And you might have to go to quite a few therapists to find one you connect with. You can try different approaches. You can even just find like a spiritual guide if that's what your thing is, or just anybody that's going to give you that support that you need in overcoming your depression. It's a lonely thing. Not very many people want to talk about it. I'm not saying you got to be sitting there and just talking about all the crap that's going on and not and feeling worse. I'm talking you got to go in like, look, I'm going to figure this out. I got to get some help. And you gotta proactively use these therapists. My biggest thing I wanna push forward is trial and error in depression. With a therapist, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? An hour of your time, maybe $60. The potential upside is you find someone you connect with and you find that invaluable resource that is going to help you overcome this crippling condition. It's not a coin toss here. It's why wouldn't you? Thinking of myself back then, it's like, man, just why don't you just go ask for help? But that's part of the thing with depression, is what it does in your thinking in your head is it kind of tricks you, like, no, I'm not worth help, or no, it's a quack, or no, it's a shrink, it's not gonna work. What you gotta realize is there's people out there that they get off on helping you. They love helping you. The whole reason why they wake up in the morning is it feels awesome to help somebody. So it's the reasoning in a depressed mind is so bizarre that way, and it's crazy that we'll start to think these things like, nah, I can't get help, or no, I shouldn't get help, when just go get some help. You gotta go in, you gotta say, look, this is my problem. I want you to help me with this. You got to ask them specifically, hey, I just need you to listen to me today. Or, hey, this is my thought. This is kind of what's been going on. What do you think? Kind of take your therapy into your own hands. Kind of start controlling the situation. Get the help you need. Go for it. Whatever. Just call. Say, look, I can't even drag myself into the freaking therapist office today. You know, I need some help. Get in there.